Ein Mensch ist erst dann vergessen, wenn sein Name vergessen ist.
I can't understand why people did something like this. Nobody can, you know, nobody. I don't think that anyone can ever understand it properly, because it's not human.
Berta Eisenberg was born in 1884 in Galicia. Her five siblings, her parents and herself moved to Vienna at the beginning of the 20th century. She married Siegfried Eisenberg there, who was the owner of the S. Eisenberg department store in Salzburg, where they moved to in 1909. Berta and Siegfried had five children. One of them was Paula. Siegfried died in 1924, so Berta had to take care of their children alone. She ran the department store alone, but when anti-Semitism got stronger in the 1930s, she sold it and moved to Vienna again with two of her children, who still lived with their mother, Robert and Paula.
Berta Eisenberg's great-granddaughter, Tama Berta Granet, who is living in Israel, tells us why her relatives could not leave Austria in time.
Paula and Berta were staying because Paula was pregnant at the 9th month, and the illegal transport did not take women who were pregnant because it was dangerous. So they said, well, she will have a child, and after she will have a child, they will leave Austria. Nobody in their bad dreams thought that there will be a Holocaust. No one. My grandmother was positive in 100% that they will meet after the war.
Paula's daughter Lea was born in 1940. Berta, Paula and Lea were deported to Latvia by the Nazis in December 1941. Lea was just 1 year old at that time. All three of them were killed in a forest near Riga in March 1942.
When Paula understood they were all going to be killed, she begged for Leia's life. In response, the soldiers began to laugh and tore Leia from her mother's arms. Some of them held Paula's hands and face, so she would not be able to look away or close her eyes, while the others were slamming Leia on a stone, crushing her head and body. Berta was a short distance away from them. As she heard her daughter screaming, instinctively, she started to run towards her. Another group of soldiers who were standing nearby stopped her, took her to the edge of the previously dug mass grave and shot her. Afterwards, while laughing and very much enjoying the scene, Leia was thrown into the grave and shortly after, Paula was shot in the head and was thrown into the grave as well.
This text was written by Tama after the narration from her grandmother. But how did the family find out in the first place about this terrible death of the three?
Someone came to our home and he told my grandmother what happened to them. He was there. And how he survived? He threw himself because they were shooting and people were falling into the big, huge grave. And he threw himself inside, and on him were many, many bodies, and at night, when everything was silent and nobody was there anymore, he went out and he went to the woods. The partisan rescued him and he survived.
Since Tama Berta's grandmother told Tama about Berta's, Paula's and Leah's fate, no one in the family talked about it ever again.
The family collapsed. They never, ever came to be the people they were. Never. And this is something that is very, very inside at me. Imagine, I'm 56 years old and I never talked with my sisters. I have two sisters. We never talked about it until today. I did never see my parents laugh. Never. Not one adult. I can't explain it, because now we are all adults and we laugh and we laugh, and my children see me laughing like you know, when your stomach hurts. This is something I can't remember from my family.
Did Tama ever feel hate or the need of revenge?
I don't know one Holocaust survivor or a child or third generation who felt to revenge. The revenge is only to bring children to the world, to bring a new generation. This was the revenge. And it was called the revenge. If my daughter will have a son or a daughter, I will say, even in my generation, my grandson is the revenge.
Is Tama Bertha proud of bearing the name of her great-grandmother Bertha Eisenberg?
Yes, I'm very proud. When I was little, I was ashamed because the teacher would have called me Tamar Bertha and everybody was laughing. Bertha, Bertha, Bertha. But when we grew up, I understood the meaning of the name and I'm very, very proud. I heard that she was a wonderful, wonderful woman.
In 2011, Bertha's and Paula's stumbling blocks were laid in Salzburg, Lessingstrasse 6. 2 years later, Leah's blog was added.
Hörstolpersteine.net